Okay. Whoops. I need my notes, so I can't put my recorder in the holder. We are in Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Somebody read verse 16.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Talk to me. Tell me about that.
Don't lie.
Don't lie?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Something that's not true about Fred.
Yeah, you got to really wash your tongue now that you read that, huh?
That might take into account jealousy.
Might. Yeah. A lot of times we're... Why is it that people put other people down?
Make themselves feel better sometimes.
Yeah. To make themselves feel more important. And so if somebody puts you down, what do you need to know?
God loves you.
No. You know that anyway.
Why they feel the need.
Why they feel the need. Because they don't feel worthwhile. Doesn't that kind of put a different spin on our reaction when somebody puts us down?
I always say thank you.
There you go. See, and there's, you know, there's a... what happens if somebody puts you down and you get in their face and you put them back down?
It's on.
Yeah, you're the same as they are. You don't feel like you're worth anything either. And so, what is that? You remember the passage in James chapter 1, verse 19? Let every man be swift to hear,
slow
to speak, and slow to wrath. Wrath or anger. Yep. And so... Yeah, I think that's, to me, that's pretty important to think about because, you know, when I look at a lot of these things and I look at actions in people and the more I get to know people, the less I take offense and the more I feel sorry. You know, isn't it easy? I mean, don't we naturally, we really want to take offense, you know? But then when we really stop to get to know an individual, we realize that I'm sorry for them people because they're the ones that's really got problems.
Also, you know, there's one of those things that you don't, because you really don't know how or what that person has been through just at that point in time, you know, I know sometimes they want to take it out on you, but... You may not even be in the equation to begin with.
That's exactly right.
Because the idea is, I mean, they could have just got the worst news on the telephone of their life.
That's right.
That's kind of how I think sometimes.
I agree, Terry, because you know how many of us have been startled with some terrible news and then we turn around and bite somebody else's head off. You know, have we been guilty of that? You know. I might get a good one going here yet. But you know, we're human beings, and I really think that we need to put ourselves in somebody else's shoes for a little while. I really think if we would be slow to speak, slow to wrath, and quick to hear, I think we would really run these things through our mind. It would put a different perspective on the relationships with people. Okay? I believe that. And I have made a life out of sitting down and listening to people to try to find out where they're at and what's going on in your life. And I've seen a pattern. And all I want to do is help them to change the pattern. You know? Let's work at fixing it. So that we can be happy. How many of you like being unhappy? I hate being unhappy. I want to be happy. And so I've got to personally, I've got to look at these things and try to make sure that, I do what is right. Okay, and it's not easy. But man, it does work a lot better. Okay, so I want to kind of go through some passages that go along with this thing of bearing false witness against your neighbor. Okay, let's go to Exodus 23. It's kind of interesting when you get into Isaiah, God was bringing that nation down, and some of these things, it's reason he was bringing them down. They weren't following him. Okay? So Exodus 23 and verse 6.
You shall not pervert the judgment of your poor in his dispute.
Okay. All right, so we got a rich man and a poor man going to court together. And the rich man's friends with the judge because the judge got more money. He's got a big paying job, and they live down the street from each other. And so the judge, what's the tendency to do?
You're on his side.
Yeah. He's just a poor person. He don't live on my street. I don't even like his look. Not going to work. That's bearing false witness. That's wrong. But that was going on, and I'm not so sure, I can't tell you, but I think it goes on in our society too. Okay? I think it does. We look down on people that they don't fit our socioeconomic level. Okay? And so what do? We're looking down on them. We think we're more important than we are, than they are. We ain't more important than them. We need to keep in mind.
Should take a look at them and see what's real. Some people that have way more money and better everything than us look really poor.
Yes.
And then we put them down. Lord, is that?
That's right. That's right. We've got to be careful of this. And I think it's so neat because I've gotten to know people in all walks of life. You know, I've sat down and really gotten to know very wealthy people. And I've sat down and got to know very poor people. And we're all the same. We're all the same. You know, and I sometimes wonder why God gives me so many opportunities, and maybe it's so that I can help people to see that, you know, don't think you're more important than somebody else because you're not. You know, and I've seen it firsthand, and I've seen, you know, We look at, a lot of times I think we think that wealthy people have it all together. That they've got all these, you know, they've got no money problems, they've got no issues. Let me tell you something. You don't want their troubles. You think you have money troubles? Try theirs first.
My mom had a classmate that he was very, very wealthy, and he committed suicide because he couldn't deal with his money, making decisions every day about his money.
That's right. I've talked to a man today, and he said he was in the housing market in Arizona a few years ago, and he said several of them just killed themselves. They couldn't deal with the financial stress. They killed themselves. Think about it. You know, over a dollar? You know? And so, you know, we're the same, okay? And so, if somebody's poor and they don't have the advantage, look, if they're guilty, they're guilty. But if they're not, then let whoever's guilty bear the burden, okay? Don't twist judgment. Don't bear false witness. Verse 7.
Keep thee far from a false man, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked.
Wow. What are we supposed to do from a false matter?
Far away.
Far away. Far away. All right. Notice also that it says What do you don't do with the innocent and righteous?
Kill.
Don't slay them. That's right. Don't kill them. And that was going on, okay? And what's not going to do? What God's not going to do? Now, you were saying something, Brenda?
I said that's still going on today.
I think so. I think so. Now, the problem is, I think, you know, we've got to be politically correct. And so now we've decided that all guilty people are innocent, okay? Mm-hmm. And so there's a balance, okay? If they're guilty, they need to suffer the consequences. But let's have righteous judgment, okay? Let's make sure we got proper, honest judges on the bench. And then what about in our own life, okay? When we judge between me and you, okay? Me and Kristen's got a problem and we bring Wayne in and Wayne says, well, I like Kristen better, so I'm going to say she's the white one. Is that right?
Right.
See, and it's just between me and you. You don't need to be in the judge's realm. Because it's easy for me and you to be a judge. And there are certain situations where God says you need to be a judge. Okay? Me and Brenda have a problem and we come at odds with one another and we're ready to go to law. You know what God says? He says, seek a wise man in the church to judge it. Don't you dare go to law. And so Brian comes in and says,
he likes
Fred better. Yeah. and so we tell Brian our side, and Brian says, well, this is the right thing to do. Then what did Brenda and I have to do? We got to listen. We got to abide by what he says.
So you better be right.
Yeah.
Don't move any farther back.
We've got to be righteous and just, guys. We got to deal properly with one another. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 11. I'm not going to get through near what I wanted to tonight, but I never do. Leviticus 19, verse 11.
You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another.
Don't lie one to another. Wow. You know what it says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15? But speaking the truth in love. How hard is it to tell somebody some things that are hard to say? Is it pretty tough?
It's really tough.
It's really tough.
But if you care enough about them, then you'll do it.
That's right. And what happens really when we have a conflict and we finally... Okay, I'll come to you and say, Roy, I just can't take it anymore. You know, and I love you, and I just can't take what you're doing. But then we talk about it, and what happens to our relationship after that?
It grows.
It grows. And instead, let's say on the other hand, that I just tell Roy, oh, yeah, everything's great. Yeah, and then what happens to our relationship?
It's not so great.
It's not so great. So I've lied to him, you know, and so relationship goes downhill. And then what down the road, what are we wondering? Why is it that we can't be friends anymore? Mm-hmm. See, God's always right, okay? It's just that we don't like to admit it. And so don't lie. You know, and don't lie on anything, guys. Just fess up, you know? I hate to admit it. But Bob's the one to figure out that electrical problem. That really is hard for me to swallow. Me and Wayne, Bob worked on that thing yesterday. And finally, we came back today, and I said, Bob, I'm ready. Come on down. So Bob came down, and I couldn't have done it without him. When they go running them wires that way, it is just throws me off track. But Bob figured it out. You know, I'm not going to lie about it, you know? Okay? Put feathers in his cap. He's the one that got it. Otherwise, I'd still be down there working on a stupid thing. But we got it. Don't lie to each other, guys. That's the thing. And when we tell each other the truth in a loving way, then we have a better relationship. We heal the hurts. That's the Lord's family. That's why the Lord's family, we have a good relationship together. The physical family, there's issues. We don't have those guidelines in a physical family usually, and so therefore we end up hating each other Where does the cop not want to go? Family dispute. Because they figure they're going to get shot. And so the most dangerous place to go, go down to verse 16. Leviticus 19, 16.
You shall not go about as a
tale bearer
among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. And I am the Lord.
What's a tale bearer?
Gossip.
Tells tales.
Oh.
Gossip tells tales. And what does God say not do?
Don't be a
tale bearer. Usually, what does that involve? Some juicy bit of information, doesn't it? You know, I think that we need to be very careful about what we say about one another. I think we're amazing here, honestly. I think we do a good job. But that's why we need these scriptures, so we can keep it that way. You know what Dorothy always told the kids? If you don't have anything good to say, finish it. Don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so, now, I think a talebearer would not be involved if I told somebody about some good thing that somebody did, you know, and go telling other people. That's not talebearing. Okay? But if I go try to whisper about some little thing that I know, some juicy tidbit of information, I'm a talebearer. And it might not be false, but it isn't going to build no relationship. And it's not going to bring any unity and close bond. And I guarantee you it won't bring the grace of God. Okay?
We get so used to that, though, when we have, you know, like People magazine.
Oh, yes. I've seen the cover.
Yeah.
It's nothing good, is it?
No.
Nothing good on that newsstand.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that?
Drama.
Drama's terrible. Okay? Don't have anything to do with drama. And that's where we're the ones that makes it or breaks it. Okay? We can make drama, but if you stay away from that sensational stuff and the negative stuff. If you want to say something about somebody, praise them for something that you love about them. And then you feel that. Now, can all of us think about some little detail about each one around us that we could say and we could nitpick on?
Hear no evil, see no evil. Repeat no evil.
Okay, so we've all got that. You got that. You got the goods on me. I've got it on you. But love covers the multitude of sins. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to be very careful. Okay? No talebearers. God doesn't want anything to do with talebearers. Okay? So, all right. I want to add some more. Go to Psalm 15. I know I'm going to run out of time, but that's okay. We've got a whole Bible here, and I can't go through the whole thing in one night. Psalm 15 and verse 3. Page 469. And really, you probably ought to we need to read verse 1, because in verse 1 is the whole thing that we need to get the gist of it. And the Lord says, who's going to abide in your tabernacle? Who's going to dwell in your holy hill? Okay? And so he's asked that question, and so now he's answering, who's going to dwell in the holy hill of God? And so, verse 3, read that.
He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor.
So who dwells with God?
The people that don't do that.
The people that don't do that. So what does that say about the people that do that? They're not dwelling with God. And so don't bear false witness, okay, guys? And even if it's true stuff that's bad, there's a lot of things that don't need to be said because there's plenty of things they could say against me, okay? So I'm going to keep my big mouth shut. And if I can help people think about the positive, what does that do? Does that build relationships? And then if we talk about the positive more, and it goes back to this deal with Ann. If we dwell on the positive, what are we going to become? Is that right? We become the positive, mm-hmm. Okay? That you've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. You are what you think. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so, guys, I want us to think good thoughts, okay? So we're inundated with all that bad stuff, okay? It's in our minds. We see it every day. And but the thing is, let's bring our mind back to the good thing. And when we talk about Fred or Brenda or Terry or something, let's think about the good stuff that we love in them. And the backbiting, you know, that destroys our relationship, okay? I don't want to destroy our relationship. I want our relationship to be better. You know, and that's really, to me, it fits with that bearing false witness. Go to Psalm 101. Verses 5 through 7. Psalm 101. Yeah, page 503. And verses 5 through 7.
Who privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off.
Wow, keep going.
Yeah, I just say him that hath a high look and proud heart will not I suffer.
Wow.
My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, and they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight.
Wow. There's a lot there. The one that tells lies, though, is not going to tarry in God's sight. That's serious business. We need to tell the truth. Proverbs chapter 10. A couple pages over to page 5, 28. And this goes back to what we were talking about a little bit ago. 10:18, Proverbs 10:18.
Hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool.
And so here me and Roy got, I'm really mad at Terry, at Roy, but I hide it with lying lips. No, everything's great. Everything's wonderful.
Love you, friend. Thanks.
And what am I?
Liar.
I'm a liar, but I'm also a fool. But instead, if I just speak the truth in love and we work out our problems, guess what? Then we can honestly give each other a good hug and say how much we love each other and feel good about it.
Right.
I want that kind of relationship. Okay. Chapter 11, verse 13.
Chapter 11, verse 13.
Yes, ma'am. Same page.
Proverbs? Okay.
Yep. Sorry. You got to keep me in line here, Brenda.
A tellbearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter.
Okay, a talebearer reveals, but...
Person of faithful spirit.
He what?
Conceals a matter.
He conceals the matter. So, I really make Wayne mad. But Wayne don't tell nothing about it, and he comes to me. Somebody said, I thought there was something going on. Wayne said, don't worry about it. Things are okay. But he comes to me and talks to me. He concealed the matter. Okay? He dealt with it, but he concealed it. So you don't really need to know all the dirt, right? Do you really want to know all the dirt?
No.
Because then, what happens? It becomes a burden on your heart, doesn't it?
It's drama.
You know? And it weighs you down.
I work with factory workers.
You know the routine. And so, but the thing is, me and Wayne have a problem. We deal with it between us, and we don't bring anybody else in. Nobody else is drugged down. There is a price you pay for everything.
Well, if you tell someone about, you know, like that person and that person and that person, and then later you make up with them, and whoever you told, they're good.
They don't understand that. Yeah. And you brought all these people in. And so, you know, and it's...
By the time that, even when they get done bringing these other people in, how far has that story been blown out of proportion?
Yeah. You know, you've played the game where you told something and then you tell it to you. Is it anything similar when it gets to the back? You totally different subject, okay?
I think of the town.
Yeah. Oh, guys, our tongue. Okay, don't lie, just speak the truth. Be working out with one another. This bearing a false witness, I mean, it's a many-faceted problem here. And so we've got to be very careful to got proper guidelines to deal with conflict instead of lying or tail-bearing or blowing things out of proportion. We just keep it hid. We deal with it properly. And then Brenda doesn't even have to carry a burden on her shoulder because somebody's mad and offended her husband or whatever. She doesn't even know it. Have you ever... There's some burdens you don't need to carry. And there's a lot of burdens you don't need to share with anybody else except the person you're having trouble with. Because once they know it, then it becomes their burden. And I don't know that we understand that. And I learned that through my involvement with grief, through my involvement with the ambulance and the times that I spent in the ditch and with family, and I realized that everything I learn, it can become a burden. And I can't get rid of it. So, you know, if we can conceal a matter, we can keep things happy. But when, let's say a problem's going on in the congregation and everybody finds out about it, you know, kind of, does it put a cloud on everybody? But if we just conceal it between those that's involved and then take care of it, nobody knows, everybody's happy because they didn't need to be unhappy in the first place. And so we need to carry that into everyday life. And that's the thing that I want us to see. We've got to be very careful to make sure we do that. In Matthew 26, let's look at this real quick. We're out of time, but they haven't come back, so I've got free rein here for a minute or two. Matthew 26, verses 59 and 60, page 29. Okay, somebody read it. 59 and 60.
Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses. Keep going.
That's enough. We're out of time. I just want us to see what happened to Christ. It was about false witnesses. And then I want us to see what the Lord teaches us in James chapter 4 and verse 11. Page 201. James 4:11, page 201.
Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge.
Don't speak evil of anybody. Don't bear false witness. Don't lie. Speak the truth. Speak it in love. And then we can have a great family relationship together. And the people that's on the outside are going to say, I really want part of that joy. That's what I want them to see. And I want them to be part of the family. And more importantly, I want to go to heaven.